This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's always nice when a band comes together. Marjorie Taylor Greene was on a few hours ago. And enemies of humanity are flipping out. They believe they dictate reality. But as they are now discovering, they do not. And your murder of our innocent children, it'll be repaid 1 trillion-fold. You will be dumped into a black hole for all of eternity with your own energy, consuming yourselves. Forever. By your choice, not ours. Alex Jones and Marjorie Taylor Greene defend Fauci being compared to Nazi Dr. Joseph Mengele. Ha 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 ha. I'm not happy that I'm in some article. I'm happy they took the bait. I'll explain it tomorrow. But it's always good to expose these people. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Who's holding the longest here? Is it Joseph? Is it Gene? Is it Moxie? It's Moxie. And then Gene and Joseph and Dan. Moxie, you're on the air from Indiana. You got a lot of Moxie holding. We appreciate you. Go ahead.
I got a message for the truckers throughout the world and the United States. So listen up. God is with you. It's always been you. You have been chosen. No one else is coming to save us. God always wins. God chooses the humble and the meek. It's not going to be the politicians. And it sure as hell isn't going to be Trump. Go in God's speed and have faith, and he will provide a way. He will open doors.
Beautifully said. I mean, humanity's rising peacefully to resist this, and we can't not show up in D.C. or Ottawa because they can be provocateurs. We have to expose the provocateurs. We have to do the right thing and stand up. Anything else, Moxie? She's hung up. All right. Well, thank you, Moxie, for holding to say that. It was very, very true. All right. Next up is Gene in Georgia. You're on the air. Gene, welcome.
Brother Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Man.
You want to talk about Operation Fishbowl? Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Yeah, let me tell you about Operation Fishbowl. It's been going on since the days of, when they built the Tower of Babel, when Hillary Clinton said it. We got to break that glass ceiling. These evil people trying to get back to heaven, they've already been cast to the earth. They're among us, Brother Alex, you know that. Let me tell you about truth. It's about the lambs. It's about the children. It's what Jesus said. Like Brother Owen and Harrison, he's been out with microphones. He's been out speaking against Planned Parenthood. If we can't take care of the children, what good are we?
Well, that's right. God judges us by how we treat the children. Christ said, if you don't defend the children, it would be better for you to kill yourself.
Exactly. Hang a stone around your neck and be tossed in the sea. But I got to tell you, I'm going to puff you up a little bit about the things that you are doing. You were born for this generation. Your mind's like a computer. God give you that gift. I don't see how you sleep at night. But let me tell you something, Brother Alex. You keep going, because you ain't going nowhere. There is evil in this world. God's lifting the veil, and he's showing it, and you're telling people about it. That's what matters. People got to start standing up, praying to God, praying to our Father in heaven. You're teaching. You're not a preacher. You're not a poet. You're just a man that God has sent you, like John the Baptist, crying in the wilderness. That's all you're doing. And I just want to tell the people out there to keep defunding you, because you're not going nowhere. God's already got plans for you.
Brother, I love you, and I appreciate you, and thank you so much for calling. All right. Dan and Joseph, your calls are straight ahead. On the other side. And then Jason Burmes, great researcher, always Groundbreaking informative stuff is coming up in 15 minutes. Final segment with Potbelly Goblin. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off, and your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out, and it's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide in defiance of tyranny.
And you are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, two final callers, Dan and Joseph, and then Jason Burmes takes over. Dan in New York, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I just wanted to say that, I mean, over the past 2 years of them completely going for broke, you have complete and utter resistance and people just completely denying. I think there's a lot of positivity going on right now. And you even have, like you just said, the historic, I think it's as historic as Hillary Clinton saying your name, as them going after Rogan and free speech in general. They are freaking out at the top levels. I think it's something to celebrate and continue to push forward.
And that's the thing. Because Joe's not perfect, I'm not perfect. If they hadn't harassed Joe, I know the behind-the-scenes stuff, and messed with him at YouTube and other platforms, he wouldn't have done this. He was just trying to live his life and get along, but like he will fight back. And so the more they do this, they just that's what bullies don't get. Like, I can fight pretty good if I need to. I'm not the toughest guy around. I don't just walk into a place and pick the biggest guy I can and start a fight. But that's what they do because if you're Fauci or Psaki or David Rockefeller or Bill Gates, they are just jerks, man. They are evil.
Of course, yeah. No, and it's, like you said, Joe's not someone to be pushed around, and he just wants to go about and do his podcast as well as you, and then people want to hear that. People want to hear alternative views, and once they want to shut you out of that, people are like, what's going on here? Even people on the left and on the right as well are like, what's going on with all this, especially with people sloughing this vaccine and just like walking around like zombies. People are like, what's going on? They want to know.
Well, it's all going to work out in God's plan, but you're absolutely right. That's why people sharing the articles and the videos, you get persecuted for doing it, but it wakes so many people up. So the articles, the videos, you are the core people, and just as important as I am, that share just the material at InfoWars or freeworldnews.tv or band.video, but all the great stuff that's out there, all the great truth, it's up to you. We really appreciate you, and thank you for the call. All right, Joseph in Canada. Wow, so much happening there on the trucker convoy. Give us the latest developments. We're like, what, day five now in Ottawa?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. So what's going on with the convoy? You're up in Canada.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely crazy. I actually went to a rally on Saturday here in Winnipeg, and there's just so much energy, just like an unbelievable amount of vehicles. And I'm watching the videos of what's going on in Ottawa and at the borders and everything. And this just looks absolutely revolutionary. Like, I was hearing as much as like 500,000 people or something in Ottawa, and like per capita, that's, you have to think, like Canada's like a tenth of the population of the U.S. So it's like, this is absolutely insane. And it brings
so that's equivalent to 5 million people marching in the U.S. And I think 500,000 is a very conservative number, because for days the roads are blocked, people can't even get in there.
Oh yeah, but my question and my concern here is, because it looks like we're winning and Omicron's just like a joke and the COVID narrative is falling apart, I'm concerned about the globalist next move, and I know you're talking about provocateurs, but I'm wondering if they're going to maybe release another virus or something nastier than COVID. And just want to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I think you nailed it, Joseph. Bill Gates has said, oh, terrorists are about to release a new one, and he's the one that cooks it up at Wuhan. He's the one that released it with Fauci. And so they're the main suspects if any of that happens. But the big thing being hyped by Klaus Schwab and others is a controlled power outage, a cyber attack they blame on some nebulous group or a patriot group to just turn the power off. And the people don't ask, oh, who's doing this? Same folks opened the borders. Same folks killed the dollar. Same folks did drag queen story time. Same folks attacked everybody. This is their siege against us to get us to politically forget how they're bad, forget how they're a fraud, because they're failing with 279 days, the midterms in the U.S., with populist parties rising in Europe and Canada and Australia. They're going to need something to reset everything, and Schwab has been telegraphing to his criminal syndicate members and cult members, his believers, as he calls them, to the cabinets he controls, that we will still defeat them. Cyber attacks shut things down many times worse than COVID. Ah, yes, cyber. So that's what we got to worry about. The enemy, psychotic criminals love to tell what they're going to do. And he is saying, I'm going to blow your power systems out. I'm going to starve you to death. I'm going to kill you because I am your God.
I wonder when they're going to do it. You know, I thought maybe it would happen this winter, but like we're in February now. So, right.
Brother, I mean, that's the thick of winter around here. So we'll see what happens. But any day now, I hope it doesn't happen. But I mean, he's been like, this cyber attack is the issue. Ha! You will think of COVID as fun. Ha! So, I mean, he loves to tell you what he's going to do. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right. Jason Burmese is about to take over. Wow, he'll have a lot to say. The War Room is coming up in about 50 minutes from now with Owen Schroyer. But look at these articles. Army.mil. Department of the Army to initiate separation of COVID-19 vaccination order refusers. So now the beginning of separating them and then locking them up, just like Democrat Congress people have called for and the bills are introduced. Oh, but it's all the triple vax of the most sick. It doesn't protect you like they said. That's a lie. That's been disproven. The UK government had to pull ads saying 90% of hospitalized didn't take the shot. No, it was actually 87% injected were in the hospital. It doesn't protect you. It's not a vaccine. It's a poison. That's coming out. They don't know what to do. And then even Reuters runs a story about ivermectin antiviral effect in a major Japanese government study and others, that it is an incredible antiviral, including COVID-19. And then John Hopkins study, lockdowns did not reduce COVID deaths, but had devastating, it's a quote, effects on society. Impose enormous economic and social costs. That was the plan. Great reset. U.S. national debt skyrockets to $30 trillion 3 years earlier than expected after borrowing surge during pandemic. You're being bankrupted. You're being put into a position of control. Here's the actual John Hopkins report. Extremely important. We'll be covering this more on my show tomorrow. And I know Owen's covering it coming up today on the War Room. Now they have national polls, which you know they skew 15 points on average in the U.S. and Canada for pro-globalist policies. But now, even with that, the vast majority of Canadians support ending the lockdowns, the forced injections, and the tyranny, because they saw others stand up and didn't feel alone. Majority of Canadians now want COVID rules to end after trucker revolt. Big story on InfoWars.com. Only way it gets out is you sharing it. Illinois Democrat calls for quarantine to observe those refusing vaccines. Told you about that. There's the article. Austria embraces the number two guy in the government, the opposition leader, says Austria embraces communism. Freedom Party condemns vaccine Chinese social model. Says it's medical communism. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Toddler refused heart surgery in three separate countries for parents being unjabbed. West Australia threatens $50,000 fine and jail time for people who are offensive to workers checking vax cards. Next, it'll be life in prison or death. Oh, they're just upping the size of the stick. Unvaxxed parents in Western Australia banned from visiting children in the hospital so they can have their way with them. They want to separate children from their parents. That's the pedophile holy grail. We're going to go to break. Jason Burmes is going to take over. Three big announcements. Storable Foods for the first time in 4 years because they want to just support our broadcast and support you. Ready to ship. 25% off. PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Exclusively. 25% off is a great deal on storable food because there's not a lot of markup there. You're not going to find a better deal on this. InfoWarsStore.com, PrepareWithAlex.com. And then sold out for months. X3, the deep earth crystal iodine that's so good for your immune system, your stamina, everything. Look into the iodine fluoride conspiracy. It's 50% off back in stock. And ResetWars.com, for the first time, because they tried to censor and block it. Until Friday, it's available at ResetWars.com for 50% off, and it supports the broadcast. You need to see Reset Wars for yourself, ResetWars.com. Thank you so much. All right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody, Jason Burmis here, sitting in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and we've got so much important information to go over in the next 40 minutes or so. Let's start with the announcement that your toddler, your six-month-old up till five, is now going to be injected with three shots of hate and lies. That is the new promotion. That's what I had to watch. This ghoul, this guy right here, couldn't be faker. We're going to play the clip, okay, with a Stanford, I don't even want to call him a doctor. I don't want to call him a medical professional. He is a propagandist and a black propagandist at that. And if you paid attention to the last time that I did the fourth hour, the Pfizer CEO already announced you'll have shot four by March. And what did they do? They went along with the lies, the hate, the Bernaysian talking points of safe and effective. And now this smiling, fake-voiced nothing head. I mean, how do you live with yourself? You put on a suit, you smile, you talk in a fake voice. Hey, everybody, how do you live with yourself when you're talking about injecting infants and toddlers and acting like you're doing this as part as protecting people? It made me want to vomit in my mouth, okay? And I'm not sure how much of that we're actually going to be able to play because it is so over the top. In that clip, they take a woman and they shame her, okay, for not being vaccinated. As she's having a baby, she doesn't even know that she's tested positive for COVID because she has no symptoms. They take her baby away. They isolate her from her baby. And now it's, oh, now I am going to get the vaccine after I tested positive for COVID, after I had no symptoms, after I was isolated from my child. And then I have to decide whether I want to pump this stuff into my infant. Okay? Now, on the contrary to that, we are going to play Alex Berenson finally having his come to God moment, going on Tucker Carlson last week and saying nobody should be taking any of the mRNA shots. You know who told you that from the beginning? This guy, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Took you a little too long, Alex. But when you watch him on Tucker, you can hear the crackling in his voice. Okay? So meanwhile, I want you to think about this reality right now. ABC Primetime News is telling you to shoot your toddler up three times. Once, 2 weeks later, 8 weeks after that. And don't think that shots four and five that are coming won't be a part of that schedule if they have their way. And they act like they're so concerned. Meanwhile, Berenson is telling everybody under no circumstance take any more of these shots. About time. We're also going to be talking about how apparently constitutions no longer matter in this country. There have been two huge, massive state constitutional decisions that the media then completely spins out of control and acts like they don't have standing. One of which happened last week. New York State mask mandate temporarily back in place after Judge Grant's motion to stay. No, that's not true. None of that is true. All right? This is the lie of CNN. What actually happened, and we're going to show you the document, is that a Long Island judge in Nassau County heard the case finally and ruled correctly. I was as shocked as anybody else. I was literally as shocked as anybody else because I couldn't believe it. We're going to read it for you right now. Because it is so important, okay? Now, the lawyers brought this up, and these were all the mask mandates in New York, school or otherwise. And you know, when Alex talks about these things that are happening to children, at bare minimum, if you're not fighting for your kids not to be masked up and tortured every day, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Okay? I moved across the country. I took my two nieces with me. I just picked up my niece at school. When I go to pick up my niece at school, one of the most joyous things that a normal person likes is a bunch of smiling faces coming out the door and playing with one another, having a good time with that childlike innocence. No, they're stealing that. They want three shots of hate and lies in your infant. So I'm going to highlight this right here. It says it's a law and not a permissibly enacted rule, null and void as a matter of law, improperly enacted, constitutionally impermissible, violative of their constitutional rights, and unenforceable. Let me repeat that. The mask mandate is unenforceable. And this judge, on every single count, ordered and adjudged. What does that actually mean? Because the media won't tell you. Okay, let me tell you how it's supposed to work. Okay, as stated previously, there can be no doubt that every person in the state wishes, wants, and prays that this era of COVID ends soon, and they will surely do their part to see that it is accomplished. That's Johnny Nonsense. There is a sect of individuals that lick the boots and bend the knee to the predator class so that they can be social climbers as well and get a little bit of power and think they're in control. Okay? However, enacting any laws to this end is entrusted solely to the state legislature. While the intentioners of Commissioner Bassett and Governor Hochul appear to be well aimed squarely at doing what they believe is right to protect the citizens of New York, they must take their case to the state legislature, which they have not done and will continue not to do, because now there's a new word. It's called appeal. State constitutions, when they're upheld by judges in constitutional rulings, appeal. We appeal. Should the state legislature, representative of and voted into office by the citizens of New York after publicly informed debate, decide to enact laws requiring face coverings in schools and other public places, then the commissioner would likely be well grounded in properly promulgated and enacted rules to supplement such laws. But that never happened. So it got shut down, and they had form letters ready at 10 p.m., acting like they were going to be localized. They had them ready, saying, "We don't care. Your kid's going to be tortured in our institution tomorrow." Let me show you something else. Another huge state Supreme Court decision that you're not hearing about. Court throws Pennsylvania's mail-in voting law into doubt. And this is the AP doing a hatchet job, just like CNN just did, letting you know that all of the mail-in ballots in the state of Pennsylvania were completely unconstitutional. Remember that Time magazine article where they fortified the election, where they bragged about it? They said that they went to the edge of the law. No, they broke the law. Every single one. I mean, let me repeat this. And this isn't going to get Trump into office, and I'm not part of the fantasy team, and I warn people that eventually it would come out that all of these things actually did happen, and they were unconstitutional, and there was collusion, and they did steal this thing. Doesn't mean they're going to reinstitute the guy. So I want to repeat that. The state constitution, okay, was upheld, and they said none of these ballots mattered at all. Appeal. We appeal. That's what we do now. So on the flip side of this, we got plenty of clips. And you heard Alex talking about Prince Andrew and eugenics? Yeah, we're going to play you a clip from 1984 where he basically calls all of humanity a plague, except for him and his cronies. Infowars.com, SaveInfowars.com, and InfowarsStore.com to support the broadcast right now.
Sold out for months. X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off.
and InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it and used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it. Because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And we are back. I am Jason Burma, sitting in the fourth hour for Alex Jones. We are going to go to this clip. Now, this is Gio Benitez at ABC News Live Prime. You know how many views this video had? 21,000. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. Barely anybody listens to these people. But unfortunately, it's spread across the entirety of the mainstream, whether it's ABC, CBS, NBC, and yes, Fox, even though we're going to show you a Fox clip after this portraying a much harsher reality. Finally, Alex Berenson, when you're not taking pot shots at Robert Malone, right? You're finally coming around. This guy is as fake as it gets. Let's start the clip.
With some breaking news, possible relief for parents across the country, Pfizer has requested emergency use authorization from the FDA for their extra low dose child vaccine, saying it will protect kids as young as 6 months old. Now, this could bring families one step closer to near normalcy. Right now,
near normalcy. Hey, a woman with her baby in a window with a mask on.
Are you watching? And this goes on for 8-9 minutes. I can't play the whole thing, especially going over it. We've got other important stuff to play. But just the framing of this makes me nauseous.
19 million children under 5 are still not eligible to get vaccinated. Pfizer submitted data for 2 doses, but says eventually young children will likely need 3 shots. The first 2 weeks given, the first 2 shots given 3 weeks apart, the third coming in at least 8 weeks after that. Now, recent
and it's not just 3. They will keep going and going and going and going.
Data shows that just 2 doses are safe, but not extremely effective.
Remember when 2 doses were safe and effective for everybody? But now they're extremely safe, okay? But not very extremely effective. They're not extremely effective anymore. See, I mean, wow. Wow. Read to you by an automaton puppet, a parrot.
The FDA's advisory committee will meet this month to review Pfizer's application, and young children could get their first shots before March. Last week, more than 808,000 children tested positive for COVID-19.
And notice they ramp up the fear numbers. It's positive tests. It's positive tests. I want to skip over a little bit because, again, it just makes me so nauseous. Here's this woman. She's injecting all of her kids, 6 months to 4 years, 3 doses. 3 doses. But I want to get to this woman, this poor woman right here, after this, you know, Pfizer lackey, that she tests positive. This poor woman has no symptoms, isn't sick. They're in biomedical outfits. Apparently, all these people that have been exposed should have natural immunity after getting infected. Nope. Have rolled their sleeve up. How many times? Not enough. Let's separate you from your babies.
Be more coming in the future.
At DHR Health in McAllen, Samantha Reyna, who was unvaccinated, testing positive while she was in labor.
And totally fine. Think about that. She tested positive while in labor. The baby is inside her. It is a part of her life force. But you know what they're going to do? They'll separate you. Oh, I didn't even know I had it.
They told me that I was positive and I didn't know.
Were you shocked?
Yeah, I was. I was actually completely shocked.
Samantha quarantining away from her newborn to protect him until they could be reunited after her release from the hospital. She now wants to get vaccinated and is considering the shot for her son, too.
So again, they tell her she got it. She's not even that sick. The pressure is because she's separated from her child. That's the reality. So, you know, I'm going to skip over all this where she now tells you the most heavily, you know, well, let's play it. Because they're heavily vaccinated in this area, but now there's a surge, another buzzword. So that's how safe and effective these things have been.
Now, Medea, you are still there in Texas where you visited that overwhelmed hospital. The surge there is also connected to underlying health conditions?
That's exactly right, Gio. A lot of what they're dealing with here is, the good news at least, is that they have high vaccination rates, right? So especially among the elderly, that plays into it. However, a lot of what they're dealing with isn't just the coronavirus, it's the comorbidities, things like diabetes, hypertension, obesity as well. So
let me just stop you. All those things were issues way before. They never talked about them, but now because they're in a highly vaccinated area, in other words, I'm going to translate this for you, the majority of the people in there have taken the shots. They've taken the hate and lies. Doesn't stop this smiling ghoul, this guy right here, okay? Look at all these kids, man, in mass. This guy pushing 3 shots on your children, this Stanford ghoul.
For being here, an important night to really get all of this information out to parents here.
Gio, thank you for having me. It absolutely is. I cannot tell you how many parents, even teenagers, caretakers, babysitters, pediatricians who have been asking, where is this vaccine? We know that even though kids are less likely to get severely ill or hospitalized, they absolutely still can get severely ill, pass on COVID to others, get long COVID, and more. So it's important we protect them.
Yeah. Again, it didn't protect the general populace. These are hate and lie shots. This guy just made up that so many people are in fear. The ones that are in fear are in fear because of your propagated lies, your hate and lies, your Defense Department psy warfare. That's what it is. It's psy warfare. DOD style, baby. All right? With your DARPA mRNA shots, Moderna and Pfizer. So we got a few minutes. I can't stand that guy. Here's Berenson finally having that moment where his voice quivers and he says, nobody should take these shots.
We're at a very dangerous moment, Tucker. And, you know, I'm not exaggerating. I think this is probably the most important appearance I've had with you in the last 2 years. It is completely clear now that the vaccines don't really work at all against Omicron. In these highly vaccinated and highly boosted countries, rates of infection are incredibly high, and rates of serious disease and death are also rising. The Israelis are predicting that they're going to have more serious cases than they ever had at the peak last year. And the idea that we would solve this with another booster is just off the charts insane. I have not said this to you before because I'm pretty careful, and I'm pretty careful with the data, but these vaccines, these mRNA vaccines, the mRNA COVID vaccines need to be withdrawn from the market now. No one should get them. No one should get boosted. No one should get double boosted. They are a dangerous and ineffective product at this point against Omicron. The spike that they make your body make that you then produce antibodies to is not the Omicron spike. And earlier today, Tony Fauci said, we're not going to give people monoclonal antibody products, because the first generation products, because they don't work against the Omicron spike. The same logic applies to these mRNA vaccines and giving people.
And by the way, the same logic doesn't apply, Alex. You need to go further. Okay. They're withholding and have been withholding working treatments, not just monoclonal antibodies, not just ivermectin, not just inhaled budesonide, not just hydroxychloroquine, not just vitamin drips, not just other types of steroids. I could continue. They refuse people ibuprofen, Alex. All right? So I'm glad that you're coming forward. Meanwhile, again, ABC is smiling that your six-month-old is going to get three. Okay, Berenson's telling you they're an ineffective product and they need to be taken off the market. You know, the next day after this aired, Fauci and the CDC head got asked about it, and they just went with their talking points. They ignored it. They act like this data doesn't exist.
Boosters, even if in the very short term it knocks down infection rates, there's a boomerang effect, and that's what they're seeing in all these countries. We are at a dangerous moment, and these products need to be withdrawn.
When you say, so you say they're ineffective, and that's demonstrable to anybody who lives in this country. Everyone you know who's had it, you know, has had COVID, and most of them are fine. But when you say they're dangerous, what do you mean by that?
Well, there was a JAMA paper today, actually, that showed that rates of myocarditis, you know, which is, again, a heart inflammation that can be very dangerous and you know, can affect people of any age. But myocarditis in young men, actually, in college-age people, you know, especially men, is 50 to 100 times as high as the background rate after the second shot. There's another issue here, which is that these, when I say that there's danger, and the danger is dose-related, okay? That's a general rule in medicine. The dose makes the poison, and giving
the dose makes the poison. Three shots for your infant. Berenson went far. He didn't go far enough. On the flip side of this, we're going to show you a couple clips, including Prince Philip, the recently deceased, talking about how humanity's really at plague-like proportions. Back in the 1984 era, this is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. Get over to InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe I didn't treat you.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, sitting in the fourth hour. And I wanted to accentuate a couple of the things that I heard Alex talking about this week. Now, aside from the Prince Philip clip, which we will be playing, Alex highlighted geoengineering, solar radiation management, and how this has now been going on for decades. Well, I put out a film in 2013 with Shepard Ambellus. It's heavy on the Alex Jones that not only exposes the true power structure, but gets into both geoengineering and bioengineering, including, yes, medical experiments that were done on who? Us, by our government, through the Department of Energy and others post-World War II. It's something that we have to acknowledge if we want to understand what's going on in the world. Also very Bill Gates heavy, by the way, Warren Buffett heavy. Ted Turner, good guys called heavy. If somebody had warned people about this a decade ago, oh, wait, I did. Alex Jones did. That's why these broadcasts are so important. But where we're really going to start is one of those experiments. And this is what? Cadmium sulfite. Okay? Cadmium sulfite being poured on you in St. Louis, Missouri, in the skies and through station wagons and the tops of buildings.
Didn't think it could possibly be true, but after receiving thousands of records and declassified reports from the Army, it's confirmed that during the Cold War, the United States military conducted secret tests on unsuspecting people in the city of St. Louis.
Lisa Martino Taylor's life work has been to uncover details of the Army's ultra-secret military experiments carried out in St. Louis and other cities during the 1950s and 60s.
This study was secretive for a reason. They didn't have volunteers stepping up and saying, yeah, I'll breathe zinc cadmium sulfide with radioactive particles.
These Army archive pictures show how the tests were done in Corpus Christi, Texas in the 1960s. In Texas, planes were used to drop the chemical, but in St. Louis, the Army placed chemical sprayers on buildings and station wagons. City officials were kept in the dark about the tests. The Cold War cover story was that the Army was testing smoke screens to protect cities from a Russian attack. The truth, according to Martino Taylor, was much more sinister.
So let's just stop it right there. The cover story. Oh, wait. The Defense Department's allowed to lie to the American people? They have cover stories? Couldn't be what's going on in this COVID 1984 nightmare. And speaking of 1984, this is what, and by the way, take a look, guys. Please go watch this. This is one of my best and well-produced works. Again, big on the Bill Gates, explains the Warren Buffett, goes over the geoengineering and the bioengineering. But right here, there's the Good Guys Club. There they are. There's Buffett. Yeah, he's such a nice man with an ice cream cone. And the Good Guys Club here to save you. Really what this is about is the dehumanization. Oh, there's Teddy Turner telling you he wants 2 billion people. Should we play that clip? Should we play Mr. United Nations Foundation himself? We'll stick that in. Because humans are so bad. You think I'm kidding?
Foundation and has called for a massive population reduction.
Well, one of our members, Gary, actually acted like he was for population control.
Mr. Turner, I was wondering if you think it's a good idea to reduce 90% of the population because we are being overpopulated by a lot of...
90%.
80? Prince Philip said 80, sir. I go with 85.
I think 2 billion is about right.
2 billion is about right. Now, we won't play the clip where he gets confronted on that and he walks away. But you can watch that here. But what you're looking at here is Webster Tarpley describing this generational idea that we're overpopulated and human beings that are not oligarchs, part of the predator class power structure, are really animals, okay?
Population seems to grow out of the quest of the oligarch to find a way to define other people as subhuman or non-human. The oligarch attempts to say that the common run of mankind, the average person, Joe Sixpack, is really an animal. But the oligarch, the people of wealth and family and whatever other criteria that they may want to drag out, these are inherently superior.
But the basis of it all is this colossal increase in the human population. It's one of the living species of the planet, but it's reaching plague proportion.
So there it is right there. Prince Philip in 1984, ironically, telling you that human beings are at plague-like proportions. All right? We're at about 8 billion people on this planet, and Ted says we need 2. That guy, at a time when westernized living, okay, usually it was a one-car home, sometimes 2 cars, a lot less people, a lot less pollution, and Ted Turner will tell you, the reason we have climate change, a.k.a. global warming, because he calls it global warming back when he's talking to Charlie Rose, is because you got too many people doing too many things. Well, Ted Turner and his ilk, Warren Buffett and his ilk, okay, Bill Gates and his ilk, Prince Philip and his cronies, they're not going anywhere. So who is and why? As they get you prepared, not for the track trace database society they already have in place, but a very real transhumanist agenda. And that's why I focus on this so much, because things are moving at a rapid pace. These people need to be exposed. And by the way, that film, along with all my stuff, is all free. You can watch it uncensored over at rockfin.com/Jason Burmis, rockfin.com. And we have just expanded. I'm on Spotify now. I'm making these into audio broadcasts. We're putting video podcasts on Podbean. We're trying to expand on this end as well, because it is going to take expansion of truly independent media that is not about right or left, but always about right and wrong, and exposing what is going on and challenging the great narrative and this great reset agenda that is repackaged globalist New World Order garbajo. That's all it is. That's all it is. And they want to have their way with you. They want to have their way with your kids, okay? You think it just ends with a multitude of shots for your toddler for this thing? It doesn't. They're trying to give your children, okay, autonomy over their bodies without their parents' permission to take more hate and lie shots in other states as young as nine. As young as nine. And then, as Alex showed you, there is this mass movement to lower the age of consent. And why is this? Well, as they program and dehumanize your kids, as they take away their faces and their interactions with others, they say, you're really smart and you're actually smarter than your parents. And you can decide. And they'll be able to decide that they can sit in a kiosk, a robot kiosk brought to you by Elon Musk, the new savior, my arse, the new savior. And you'll sit there in about 6 hours. They'll weave a nice little brain chip through four fiber optic cables. And you'll be able to learn languages and learn math. And you won't even really need an education. All the information you need will be pumped in directly. And you will be rewarded with endorphins when you go along with that great narrative they are currently trying to sell you on. And it is a great delusion. It is one of lies. It is one that will take away your humanity and your free will as you know it. And this is all real. We've got over the documents. We have the documents, folks, and we've been over them. I would encourage everybody to check out my source material. But in these last 90 seconds, I want to give a big shout out to Alex Jones. I can't imagine what it would be like to be involved in these type of court cases on top of trying to run a media operation at the level that Alex does. And that's why I am encouraging you right now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get whatever you want, including some of the great documentary films. COVIDland 2 is out right now. Paul Wittenberger, a great filmmaker. I mean, A-plus grade films that you can show people to expose this nightmare. I mean, it came out this week that the White House is worried that Zombie J, a.k.a. Joey B, a.k.a. Joe Biden, the poopy pants puppet president, they're worried he might get COVID. Because then it's going to show everybody how safe and effective it really is. And, I mean, the guy's allowed to say whatever he wants. And he said what? It was going to prevent you from transmission or infection, something they had no data on. No data to provide at all, at all, at all. And that's why they want to hide it from you. So go to SaveInfoWars.com. Make that donation, InfoWarsStore.com, make that purchase, and support independent media today. I am Jason Burmis. You can find me across the board, and all those documentary films are free. And I want to thank Alex Jones for producing several of them and appearing in others.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.